Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Aaron Sorcher. Maseches Yevamos has been dedicated Le'iloi Nishmas Reb Meir Yehuda ben Reb Pesach Avram.
Learning Maseches Yevamos Daf Chav Tes. We're going to start the shiur at the Mishnah, the end of Daf Chav Ches Amud Beis. The Mishnah says, Shloisha Achen, if you have three brothers, Shnayim Em Nesuin Shtei Achayis, two of the brothers are married to two sisters, Aishu Ubas Ubita, one brother is married to a woman and one to that woman's daughter, Aisha Ubaspita, a woman and her granddaughter, Aisha Ubaspina. These two women, the two sisters, or the mother and daughter, or the mother and the granddaughter, they're Choltzes V'loi Misyadmais. The reason for the Tanakam is very similar to the Mishnah in the first Perek. Each one of them is Zakuk, and each one of them makes the other one Achay Zukukasei, or Aim Zukukasei, or Bas Zukukasei. There's an Issa D'Rabbanan that Zika has the same din as the Isha Lagabi, the Issa Kravis, the Kravis of a Zkuka Arsimid D'Rabbanan. Here, each one of the two Yevamas are Zakuk, making their Kravis Arsimid D'Rabbanan. So each one of the two Yevamas are Arsimid D'Rabbanan because of the other one Zika. That's why the Chaltzis V'loi Misyabmais. Or if you hold Ein Zika, you could also say it's Halt Bittul Mitzvah Yevamin. Because if you miyabim one, so the other one becomes an erva, and part of from chalitza and ibum, a male that's bitul mitzvah yivamin. That's why you have to do chalitza to both. But here the Mishnah brings down the mechudesh dekashita of Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon pater. Reb Shimon paters both of them. They're both part of from chalitza and ibum. The Gemara explains, Tanya Reb Shimon pater b'shteim and a chalitza and ibum. Both of them are part of from both chalitza and ibum. From a pasuk that when two achayes, and Reb Shimon applies it also to Ishu Ubita, become tsaris zulazu, in other words, they're both zakuk. If they're both zakuk, so then you cannot marry either one of them. Taisus and Kama other Rishainim also say, Taisus says it already, I finite, the Asakasha. That the mission of Arba Achen and the Braisalk upon him, it brings Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon Oymi Yekaimu, Rabbi Shimon says, B'dieved, by the case of Arba Achen, Shnaim and Nesuyim Shtei Achayis, and Mesu and Asunis Achayis, and the two brothers, B'dieved, were Kainis, Rabbi Shimon says, Yekaimu. What's the pshat? Rabbi Shimon holds that when you have an Achayis Zukuka, it's Aslami Deraisa. Aslami Deraisa and Achalitz of Eden. How could Rabbi Shimon say Yekaimu? So Taisus makes a chilik between the Mishnah earlier, which has four brothers, and this Mishnah, which only has three. When you have two sisters being Naifel Yibam in front of two brothers, they're not called Tzareis Bezika. They're not necessarily Tzareis Bezika, even though they're Zakuk. They're both Zakuk to both brothers. But since it's possible one brother should marry one, and the other brother should marry the other one, not necessarily Tzareis to one brother Bezika. Maybe they're Zakuk to one brother, maybe they're Zakuk to the other brother. Maybe one to one and one to the other. That's not called Tzaris Bezika, and you don't have this Ptur of Litzrar that when the Nasa Tzaris Zulazu, Loyach Lekuch and Afilu Ba'achas Mehen. But when the two Achayis are Neifel to one brother, there are no other brothers, there's only one brother. So Behechrech, the only Din Chalitzivim would be for this one brother. They're both Zakuk definitely to this brother. Memela they're called Tzara Zulazu, and Memela Loyalach Lekuch and Afila Bachsman, they're both Patim and Achalitzu and Menahibu. In the Gedra Aptur, there's an interesting Machlaikis Rishainim. What's the Gedra Aptur? How exactly does the Aptur work according to Reb Shimon? Rashi, Liba Maschel, Igzem Yishum Shtei Achayis Da'alma, Rashi says a Lashin. The Reb Shimon Da'alma is Isser Achayis Zekuka Erev Gemurihi. The Rachmana Patra, the Kaimalei Be'isser Eishasach. The reason why the Achay Zekuka is an Erva Gemurah is because the Torah patters the Achay Zekuka from Chalitza Yibam, and therefore she's Kaimala Memela, she's Kaimalei Be'isser Eishasach. It's Mashman Rashi that the Yisrael is, the Torah is telling you a Ptur. The Torah is telling you a Ptur. Loi Sikach is telling you a Ptur. There's a Ptur from Chalitza Yibam. Even though Loisigach sounds like you can't marry, what does it say of Ptur Chalitza in the Pasuk? The Pasuk says Loisigach. Loisigach sounds like you can't do Yibam. So Bemis, I saw in the Achrein, we kishtaltsu the Taisus earlier on the Chesem of Beis, where the Gemara has the drasha of Alakach Ulakacha, that if you could have Likuchen with one Isha then you could marry both of them. But if they can't have the kuchen for either isha, for one of the nashim, then the other isha is also part. That's a turit tzara sev according to Rebbe. So Taisus asks the kasha, so why don't you say the same thing by chayve asay? The chayve asay also, you can't have the kuchen with one of them. So Taisus says in one of the turitzim that the word lekicha, when it referring to a yavama, means chalitza or yibam. Saying that you cannot have lekicha means that you can't have chalitza and yibam. If there's a din chalitza, that means there is lekuchen. So that's l'chayre the drasha according to Rashi. According to Rashi, the drasha is loisikach means lo yelach lekuchen, and the kuchen includes chalitza and yibam. So the site is a Torah path to them from chalitza and yibam. Noch then that there's a p'tur chalitza and yibam, but meila, there's an isereish esach. The Me'iri says differently. The Me'iri says the site why the p'tur according to Reb Shimon is because it's achais isha. The iser achais isha path is them from chalitza and yibam, which is we have to be maimikin. What's the pshat achais isha path is? There is no achesisha. Achesisha means you marry two women, so a sister is an achesisha. Here, the two yavamas are zakak to you. Where's the achesisha? The Mukayesev says a word because zika kaknusa. Zika blimes like a marriage. So since it's zakak to you, so male blimes kaknusa, and male the other ones also are achesisha. But Rab Nachum in the Kedusha, Rab Nachum explains that the Mukayesev doesn't mean kipshut the zika kaknusa. That was the Havaman. In the Gemara in the second parak, the Gemara also brought down this thing, and the Gemara had a problem. If Reb Shimon ol zika kaknusa, so the first achais that's neifel yibum should be kaknusa, she should be completely like his wife. The second achais should go out from al tzachis isha. Why are both yavamis going out al tzachis isha? That was the Gemara's kasha. Might have in the Gemara in the second parak, and after Chesim Abayz, the test of an Aleph wanted to learn Reb Shimon over there al zika kaknusa, they might have a problem. So the Gemara had a teretz. The teretz is that the knife of Bavas Achas. But that was all in the Havimina. The Gemara's maskana was, you don't say Zika Kaknusa. What's the Pshat Nebuk Yosef, it says Zika Kaknusa. Tainer Reb Nachum, he means like the Me'iri, that there's an Issa Achis Isha. But Namal, Zika doesn't make an Issa Achis Isha. But that's Xeris Akasav. When the two Yavamas are both Zokak at the same time, when the Achayis are Nasis Tzor Zulazu, when they both become Zok at the same time, then the Torah gave a din with this zika that blimes kaknusa, then each zika blimes like a marriage, and memela each one becomes an achis isha. So come days we have two pshatim in the p'tur. Rashi's mashmas, it's tam p'tur. It's nothing to do with the isser of achis isha. There's a p'tur. Nasat tzara zuluzu, shafs a p'tur. Lo yisikach tells you a p'tur. Lo yilchal kuchen. Drashit. Namal the pasuk means the Yisra of Achas Isha, Isha Achas Eloisikach. But now you have the word Litzror, the Tzara Zulazu, there, you don't learn that from there, Yisra of Achas Isha. You learn that from there, Eloisikach Abtur, that there's no Lekuchen, you can't have Chalit Zavibim. The male is an Yisra of Eish Asach, not Achas Isha. Mashayn Kain, the Me'iri, and the Muki Yosef, they're learning that no. The Litzror tells you that when the Achayis Anasit Tzara Zulazu, Then it's chal a zika kaknusa. Then it's chal a din that each one blib kilu it's his wife, and then it's chal an isra achis isha, and it's the isra of achis isha that pates them from the yibum. Those are the two mahalchim. It's interesting. The mahalch of the Me'iri and the Muki Yosef comes at a very big chiddush, because the Torah tells the vek an isra achis isha here. The Torah tells the fact that there's an Isra Achis Isha when the Nasat Tzara Zulazu, it blimes Kaknusa, each one blimes married, and a male, the other one becomes Asa Achis Isha. But this Isra self-destructs. This Isra, because of it, since both of them have the Isra Achis Isha, the male, that's Mafkir Zika from both of them. The male, neither of them are Kaknusa. The male, neither of them are Achis Isha. At the end of the game, neither are Zakuk. At the end of the game, neither are going to have an Isra Achis Isha. I saw in Chedush Rav Nachum, L'chayr Richtig Achidish. L'mashal, let's say there are four brothers. Three of them married to three sisters. So first, one of the brothers died, then the second brother died. So now, according to Rav Shimon, these two sisters that were neifel to the fourth brother, they weren't neifel to the third brother because they're Achis Isha to the third brother. But these two sisters that are neifel to the fourth brother, they're both pater. Tzara Zulazu. Now the third brother died. this third sister, Lechaya, will be chayev in Yibum. Because the other two sisters already became pater. They patted each other. They were both Sarazulazu, and the male, they became Ois Sarazulazu. So now that the third sister is Naifun, she'll be Mechayev in Yibum. The Kitsa, this Isra Achesisha is an interesting Isra Achesisha. It's an Achesisha which, by its very nature, makes it Ois Achesisha. Now we find the dogma to this, and in this context is a very interesting thesis that references that Gemara. There's a Mishnah in Kedushin. It's a Naf Nun Amid Beis. The Mishnah in Kedushin says if someone's Mekadosh Shtei Achayis together, the Kedushin is not Chal on either one of them. Someone goes to two Achayis and says, you're both Mekadoshes to me, the Kedushin is not Chal on either one of them. The Havman of the Gemara there says, you know, we know this from the Pasuk. The Havman who wanted to dash in this Pasuk, Yishal Achayis L'Sigach L'Tzroar, that when you want to make them Tzroar, you can't have Lekuchin in them. When you're being Mekadosh, two Achayis of Asachas, there's no Lekuchin in any one of them. That was the first pshat, the Havman of the Gemara, why the Kedushin is not Chal. So on that, the Gemara asks the Kasha. The Gemara asks the Kasha, says at the end of the Arayis, that for any one of these Arayis you get Kareis, here the Kedushin is not Chal, how's it shaykh to get Kareis for this Erva? If Litzra means the case of being Mekadosh Shtei Achayis of Asachas, that's a taitch of Litzra. So, and what's the Torah saying? That the Issa Achesisha is Mafkiya the Kedushin. So, Kumdes in the end, there is no Issa Achesisha, because neither of them are Mekadeshes. So, it's impossible to get cursed on this Issa of Achesisha of the Litzvar, of the Mekadesh de Achais of Asachas. And the Torah says that this curse on all these Arayis. So, that can't be Pshat in the Pasuk. Elamai Pshat and Litzvar is the other Pshat for Tzaris Erva, whatever it is, like Agamara says, Litzvar for Tzaris Erva. So how do you know that Mekadosh two Achayis and Asachas is not Chal? So Svara, Kol She'ena B'zeh Achazeh, Afilu V'Asachas Eina. Not Exeris Akosif. Kol She'ena B'zeh Achazeh, if you can't be Mekadosh them one after the other, you can't be Mekadosh of Asachas. Either nothing's Chal. That's the sugi of the Gemara in Kedusha. So the Gemara in the Havamina is saying a very similar pshat to way the Meiri learns this Gemara. That there's an Isser Achesisha, there's an Isser Achesisha, that you learn out from Litzur, that when you put the two Noshim together and make them Tzaris, they're both going to have an Isser Achesisha, and Memela, that Isser Achesisha, is going to destroy itself. Because of that Isser Achesisha, there won't be an Isser Achesisha. Neither Kedushin is Chal, and there won't be an Isser Achesisha. That's very similar to this Gemara, where you have the two Tzaris that are coming together, and the way the Meir and Mugyasef learns when the two Tzaris are together, when the two Yevamas and Eifel together, both Zakuk, then it's Chal Adin of Zika Kaknusa, and Memele, each one of them is like Ishtay B'negei, that the Kravis become Asir, and since each one of them is like Ishtay B'negei, the Kravis Asir, so that the Zika is Mufka from both of them. And Memele, this Isra Achesisha ends up self-destructing. So Taisus over there, in Kedushin, asks Akasha. He asks, Rava asked the Kasha on the first pshat of the Gemara there, that says that you can't be Mekadosh to Achayis Vasachas. Why? Because you learn it from Lesikach Litzror. Since you're making them Tzara Zulazu, Memeil, that's Mefkira Kedushin from both of them. And Rava's Kasha was, it can't be. Because if that's the pshat in the Pasuk, so how is it Shayach? It says at the end of the parasha that you get Karis for all these Arayis. If the Isra Achesisha, by the case of Tzara Zulazu, is Chal on both of them, and Memele, it's pocket from both of them, and Memele, the Kedushim won't be Chal, so Memele, how do you get Kars? So, in fact, Taisus, so why can't you ask that same Kasha on Reb Shimon's Joshua? Reb Shimon Darshan's Litzroi for the two Yevamas and Anasa Tzara Zulazu. But then the Achesisha self-destructs. So how are you going to get Kars? Now, L'chayr, Taisus Kasha, and this I saw in Reb Shmuel Wazowski, has to be naming on like the Meiri. If Pshat Reb Shimon's drash has nothing to do with any Isser. It's not telling you any Isser of Achesisha. Reb Shimon's drash is a miyuchadik adin l'gaba yibim. It's telling you a p'tur from yibim and chalitza. So then, the kasha doesn't start. The Torah is not telling you an Isser. The Torah is telling you a p'tur yibim and chalitza. It sounds like Taisus and the kasha al-kapanim held like the Meiri. And for Taisus, by our case, it's not shver the Gemara's kasha there. By our case, it's not shver. Because in our case, anyway, this curse al say shesach. By our case, this curse al say shesach. That's what the curse is. In the case of the Gemara there, when you mekadesh de'achayis v'asachas and nothing schal, there is no curse. They're not a ra'is to you whatsoever. But in our case, with two yivamis, when I fell us to a third yavam for yibum, the two achayis yivamis, that in a fell us to a third yavam for yibum, even though the zika is paka, they still have a chiyuv karistim, the reishasach, sholei b'maka mitzvah. So in Taisus Teretz, b'emesin, you can learn one of two ways. A Baruch Ber learns that Taisus Teretz is like we're saying in Rashi. That's Gufa Taisus Teretz. That Gemara, you don't have any Eishasach. That Gemara, the Pshat is that Litzra is telling you, Afka Avachaisisha of the Kedushin. That can't work because there is no Karis. Hashem Kain, by our Gemara, forget. Our Gemara is not telling you, Afka Avachaisisha. Our Gemara is telling you, Adin of Eishasach. Our Gemara is telling you that Litzra tells you, there's a Ptur Chalitz in Yibim, and male, there'll be Nisra Eishasach. So male, it's Bechal Matzvei the Kasha. Shmuel Zofsky points out that in Taisus Teretz, you can also learn like the Meiri. But the Gemara's problem wasn't that you can't have an achesisha which self-destructs. That's okay. The Torah could be telling you an is achesisha, and because of this is achesisha, well, there's no is achesisha. That's fine. The kash of the Gemara there was just that the Torah says about all these arayas is kairos. And if the achesisha self-destructs, if when you mekadesh the two achayas that nothing's chal, because of the is achesisha, m'maisa b'pail, there won't be kairos. So Taisus, that's true by regular achayas. But by two achayis yivamis, even if it's the issa achayis isha, which is causing the lack of yibum, and now that there's no yibum, there's no zika, memela, there's no achayis isha either, but there's still karis because of this achayis isha, because even after achayis isha went off, but lemaisa, there's a din of eishas achshloi makamitzah, achayis isha was mafki of the yibum, and now there's an eishas achshloi makamitzah, so now there'll be a chi of karis. It's two malachim. You can learn that the tzdam aptur, lesiga chlitzer tells you aptur, layach lekuchen, and mamel, all there is an issa eshesach. Or you can learn, no, the Torah is not telling you aptur yibam, the Torah is telling you an issa achesisha, the Torah is telling you zika kaknusa, that each one becomes ishtay benigay to ask the other one. But it happens to be that that issa mamela, we mafgir the zika, we mafgir the yibam, and mamel, we mafgir the issa achesisha also, and all that will be left is the issa eshesach. There's a very interesting tshuva in the Rajba, b'negei the sugya. The shayl in the Rajba asked the Rajba, Kasha, why is there only, in the first mission of the Masechta, tez vav nashim, pagyar sarasayim v'tzaras yaseim v'nechalitzim v'neibim, atzei v'aylam. Why is only 15, we have another isha. According to Reb Shimon, if you hold b'plukta kamayri, the Gemara they discussed, if Rebbe would say something which is a machlekes, but if you hold b'plukta kamayri, and Rebbe would say in the Mishnah something which is a machlokes, so why don't we add one other isha? According to Reb Shimon, you have the case of shtei achayis that anasas tzar zu lezu, which were patted at tzaris. The case is like this. You have the three brothers, Reuven, Shimon, and Levi. And Reuven and Shimon are married to two sisters, and Rachel and Leah. And also, Reuven and Shimon have other wives. So now that Reuven and Shimon die, and Reuven and Shimon's wives are, according to Reb Shimon, pater from chalitza and yibum, they buy the nerva. The mela, just like their pater, the tzaras are also pater. So the tzaras should also be pater from chalitza and yibum, they should buy the tzaras erva. Why is it in the Mishnah for the tesva of nashim? Achrayim point out that Memesha, the kasha is really only on the second one that died. When Reuven died, his wife wasn't yet tzaras ulazu. His wife, Rachel, let's say, was Zekik Liyibim, and the Tzara as well. Now that Shimon died, now Rachel and Leah become Tzara Zula Zubazika, and they both become Pater. But that will be enough to Pater Leah's Tzara, to Pater the other wife of Shimon, the second one that died. Now Shem came to Pater Rachel's Tzara, Reuven's wife, the first one that died, since B'shas and Nefila, she wasn't yet a Tzara Seva, you can't have a Tzara Seva Achamisa. The Tzara Seva has to only be B'shas and Nefila. Akabanim, that was the kasha. Then why don't you say the case of tzar zulazu, that part is a tzar. Enfid the Rajba, the reason is because it's ain't a bit tzar tzar. It's impossible to have a case of tzar tzar with the case of tzar zulazu, of shteh achayis at a tzar zulazu. What's normally the case of tzar tzar? Normally the case of tzar tzar is, let's say you have three brothers, and Reuven, Shimon, and Levi. And Reuven has a wife that's an erva to Shimon. So Reuven's the erva is pater from Yibam. And Reuven's other wife is also, Shimon can't be du chalitza and Yibam on either one, not on the Erva and not on the Tzara. But the Tzara goes and marries Levi, because both the Erva and the Tzara are Zakuk to Levi. They're not Erva to Levi. So Levi marries the Tzara, and Levi has also another wife, and Levi dies. And now, the Levi's two wives are Neifel to Shimon, so the first wife is a Tzara, it was a Tzara of the Erva from Reuven, and the second wife is a Tzara's Tzara. But that could only work if you'd have another brother who, to that brother, neither wife is an Erva. Masha'enkein, by the case of the Tzara, by the case of the Achayis that Anasis Tzara Zulazum, if Reuven and Shimon married two sisters, and Reuven and Shimon died, these two sisters are also on all the brothers. As many brothers as Reuven and Shimon have, the two sisters will be also on all of them. It's not shayach to say that they're also to one, and Mimela, the other brother, could marry the Tzara and then have a Tzara's Tzara. They happen to be two sisters. That would apply equally to all the brothers. Then the Rashba says, well, maybe you could have a case of Tzara's Tzara. Because what if, Lamashal, you have four brothers, Reuven, Shimon, Levi, and Yehuda, and Reuven and Shimon marry two sisters, but one of these sisters happens to be an Erva on Yehuda. One of these sisters happens to be, let's say, Yehuda's daughter. So Reuven and Shimon marry two sisters, and one of these sisters happened to be Yehuda's daughter. So when Reuven and Shimon both die, so now these two sisters are Asa to Levi, that Tzara Zulazum. But as far as Yehuda's concerned, one of these sisters are anyway not Zakuk to him. It's an Erva to him. So only one of these sisters are Zakuk to him. So as far as Yehuda is concerned, they're not Tzara Zulazum. So Yehuda could presumably marry the other sister, the sister that's not an Erva to him. They're both Tzara Zulazum for Levi, because neither of them are an Erva on Levi. But if one of them is an Erva on Yehuda, like the Mishnah says, Ha'isa Achzan Asur of Issa Erva Asuba Mutter Ba'achaisa, as far as Yehuda is concerned, he's Asur on the Erva, and he's Mutter in the sister. So he can now marry the sister's Tzara, and then when he dies, the Tzara of her would be the Tzara's Tzara. So in that, Taina Zerajba, like we said before in the beginning of the shir, that when there are two brothers, the whole din of Tzara Zulazu doesn't apply. If there's a Levi and a Yehuda here, and Levi can be Miyabim one, and Yehuda can be Miyabim the other, they're not Asa to Levi either, Midaraisa. They only have an Issa Derabanan of Achay Zekuka, and they wouldn't be Pater from Chalitza and Yibim altogether. The whole din of Reb Shimon is Dafka when there's only one brother. So Mele, it's never shaykh the case of Tzara Tzara by the case of Tzara Zulazu, because if there are additional brothers, then they're not Tzara Zulazu, like we said before in the beginning of this year. So Mele, that's the Rashba's Teretz, that it's not shaykh the case of Tzara Tzara. Rav Nachum says two Aris. Two Gishmaka Aris, he says on this Rashba. The first Ari he wants to say is that he thinks that the Rashba's Mashma that he held like Rashi, not like the Meiri and the Muki Yosef that say that the Ptur is Al-Sachis Hisha, but like Rashi, that Tzara Zulazu ate its own Ptur Yibam, it chafs the Ptur Yibam, and Memela, there's an Isser Eishas Ach, but it's not because of the Achis Hisha. Because Rav Nachum Tainis, if you're going to say that the reason why there's a Ptur of Tzara Zulazu is because they blame Achis Hisha, because it becomes an Achis Hisha because of Zika Kaknusa, so then what's the Kasha? Why isn't it in the Mishnah? Achis Hisha is in the Mishnah. This is just another case of Achis Hisha. Who says we have to say all the cases of Achis Hisha? This is the case of Achis Hisha. It's a different twist, but it is the Ptur of Achis Hisha, and we already have the Ptur of Achis Hisha in the Mishnah. So Mela, there's no reason to include this to make an extra case of Tzara Zulazum. Must be that the Rashba held like Rashi, that Letzor is Stam of Ptur Yibam, it's a Ptur from Yibam, Mechalitza, El Tzegzeres, Akasav, and Mela, the Isser is an Isser of Eishas Ach. And Eishas Ach, it doesn't say in the Mishnah. I mean, it says Eishas Ach of Me'imai, but this is Eishas Ach of Me'avit. It says Eishas Ach of Shleib Elamai, but this is Hayab Elamai. This is a case of where all the Isser is an Isser of Eishas Ach, and it doesn't say it in the Mishnah at all. So Mele L'chayer, the Rashba, if he had the Kasha Shreya and he had the answer for Sheinu B'tzara Tzara, he must have held that there's a Ptur, B'atzim, it's not a Din of Achis Hisha. That's the first Tzara. The second Tzara of Nachum says is like this. We see from the Rashba a very interesting thing. The Rashba Nemzan clearly like Taisus, if there's more than one brother, then they're not considered Tzara Zulazu. And the Svara would seem to be Because Mecha Teser is Zakuk to this brother, maybe one Zakuk to one brother and the other to the other brother, they're not called Tsarazulazu. But nevertheless, you see that when there are Tsaras, when there are other Yavamis, there is a Ptur of Tsarazulazu. The Rashi was clear that way. He says they parted a Tsara. He just says they ain't a Btsaras Tsara. But the fact that there are other wives don't make it Ice Tsarazulazu. Fekr of Nacham, why? Just like when the other brothers, we say that not necessarily Zakuk to his brother, they can marry to the other brother, one can marry one can marry the other. So why don't you say the same thing when the other wives, so they're not really Tsarazulazu, because maybe the brother will marry the other wife, maybe the brother will marry the Tsara, so there won't be Tsarazulazu. What's the chilik of the additional brothers or the additional Tsaras? Zakuk Nacham, it's a Barshat Svara Lechalik. The Zik is on the Yavama. The Yavama is Zakuk. The question is to who? To whom is she Zakuk? If there's one brother, so they're both Beherch Zakuk to the same brother, that's Sarazulazu. Mashayin, if there's two brothers, we don't know if they're Zakuk to that brother. They could be Zakuk to that brother, Zakuk to this brother. One could be Zakuk to one could be Zakuk to the other. So a male, they're not necessarily Tsarazulazu. Mashayin came when they are Tsaris, it's good. They are Tsaris. The Tsaris could be Nabi Miyam and the Tsaris. But this Yavama is Zakuk. She is Zakuk Leibum. The Zik is an independent thing with this Yavama. And there's only one brother. So this Yavama is Zakuk to that brother. I maybe will marry a Tsar good. A Tsar is also Zakuk. But that doesn't take away from her Zika. So Mela, since both sisters have a Zika to the same Yavam, they become Tsarazulazu, even though they are Tsars. That's a shtickle for Ramna. And now let's start the next Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Shloisha Achen, if there are two brothers, three brothers, Shnayim Nesuin Shtei Achayis, two of them married to two sisters, Ve'echad Mufne, one's unmarried. Meis Echam Ibalei Achayis, one of the ones who were married to the sisters died without children. And the other Baal Achayis, of course, can't be Miyabim because it's Achayis Isha. Ve'asuba Mufne Maimer, and the unmarried one did Maimer, did a Kedushin on the Yavama. Not Ibum, but Kedushin, which is called Maimer. And then the second Baal HaChayis died. Eshami Arim Ishta Imai. Eshami says the Maimer makes that this is his wife. Ishta Imai, that his wife stays with him. There's no problem of Achayis Kuka in this case, since he already did Maimer. So the second one that was Neifel can't be Zakuk Tim. The second one that's Neifel is an Erev of an Achayis Isha. It's already considered married to him, and the second one is an Achayis Isha, and she's parted from Chalitza V'Yibam, and he should stay with the Baal HaSmaimer. U'Besil Aymim, no. Maitzi is Ishtei Beget, now has to divorce his wife with the Get, U'B'Chalitza, he also needs Chalitza, V'Eish is Achav B'Chalitza, and the second brother's wife, she has to give Chalitza. Zu Isha Armu Eilai Al Ishtei, Eilai Al Eish is Achav. He can't remain with his wife, and he can't be Miyabim, his brother's wife. The reason for Beis Shammai is that Maimer is considered that it's a Kenyan. Maimer is considered it's his wife, and therefore the second one is Achayis Isha, she was never Neifel Liba. The reason for Beis Hillel is Maimer only works Midei Rabbanan. Midei Raisa, Maimer is not Chal. So Midei Raisa, the second one, became Zakuk Tim. So now the first one, the Baal HaSmaimer, is an Achayis Kukasai. And the other one also is Midrabanan Achayis Ishtai, because Midrabanan the Maimer is like Ishtai, and therefore it asks in all the Kraven. So they're both Asit, one Alts Achayis Ishtai, one Alts Achayis Ukasai, and there's no Eitzah. So therefore, he has to give both of them Chalitza. The Maimer doesn't part from Chalitza, and he also has to give the Baal HaSmaimer a Get, because when you do Maimer, she's only Mutter with a Get. That's the Mishnah. So before we discuss the Machlokes Beis Shammai v'Hillel and the sugi of the Gemara, let's discuss a little bit the inyan of Maimer. The sugi of Maimer is in the fifth parak. The Gemara explains why Chazal and Masakin that Maimer should work, but Maimer Pashtus works midarabana. Akabana, according to Beis Hillel, Maimer works midarabana. According to Beis Shammai, the Pashtus is that Maimer works midaraisa. Why shouldn't Kedushin work on the Yavama altogether? What's the pshat that Kedushin is not typhus in the Yavama? How is the Yavama different than any other Isha that Kedushin is Typhus and Yavama Kedushin is not Typhus? So there's a Gemara in Kedushin. The Gemara says, Yachal Yekesev Ishtar Gaimim Ba Kederach Shabia Gemeris. You would think that Shtar and Kesev should work by Yavama just like Bia works. Tamalayma v'yibma be a gaveris ba v'en kasev v'shtar gaimim ba. There's a gaveris a kasev v'yibma that the only way to perform yibum is through bia yivama yaveila, and not through kasev v'shtar. That's the Gemara in Kedusha Daf Yudalet. So you could learn that in this pasuk that's being mafkia kasev and shtar and saying that yibum can't be performed with kasev and shtar, it's also being mafkia kasev and shtar from Kedusha. But l'chayr, it's a little bit shver. L'chayr, the pasuk is telling you that the yibum can't be performed only with bia. Kasev and shtar doesn't perform a yibum. Not mekayin the mitzvahs yibum with kasev and shtar. And if you mekadesh with kasev and shtar, you'll still need chalitza. But mehecha teisa, she's different than any other isha, that you can't not b'tayris yibum, b'tayris kedushin do kasev and shtar. Why can't k'stam kedushin b'tayfas and yivama? Why is she worse than a regular Isha? The Zeres Akasav seems to be talking about the Mitzvahs Yibum. The Mitzvahs Yibum can only perform with Bia, not with Kasev Ishtar. But why wouldn't the Kedusha Mitaifa Stam? Because she's Lagari from a regular Isha. So you could learn that that's good for the Afka of the Pasuk. That's good for the Drash of the Pasuk, that Kasev Ishtar don't work altogether. But there's a Rashi and Afnan days later which says a very interesting shot. Rashi apparently didn't learn that way. Rashi Al-Karchuk learned that the Pasuk's only telling you that Yibum can't be performed by Kasev Ishtar. Yibum has to be performed by Bia. But why there's no Kedushin is for a different reason. Rashi says the reason why there's no Kedushin is because she's an Eish HaSach. Now, even though this particular Eish HaSach is mutter to get married to, but the Torah didn't take off the Eish HaSach. The Torah gave a new Din Yibum. But if you want to do Kedushin, that wouldn't work, because just like Kedushin doesn't work on an Eish HaSach, she's still an Eish HaSach. The Torah gave an option of getting married to Yibum, and Yibum is only performed Al Yidei Bia. Kasev and Shtar don't do it for Yibum. But why can't Stam Kedushin be Teifis? Kedushin is not Teifis because she's an Eish HaSach. Abba Chanan says an interesting thing. He brings the Chakira from his Rebbe, Rabbi Shimon Shkop, that what's the pshat you find? The Gemara learns that from a pasuk, that all the arayis that have kares, there's no tefisas kedushin. When there's an issa kares, there's no tefisas kedushin. So he asks the shayla, that the Torah is teila, the tefisas kedushin with kares, that when there's kares, there's no tefisas kedushin. Is that a siba? Is the kares a reason, a cause, why there's no kedushin? Or is that just a simen? The reason why there's no kedushin is because it's an erva, there's no kedushin. It's a simen. You want to figure out which arayis the Torah said are mufka for tefis kedushin. The answer is kares. The ones that have a kares, that happens to be the ones that are mufka for tefis kedushin. But if those arayis happen not to have kares, but they still have that arayis, it's a kind of kedushin, because it's a shame erva. It's the erva that's mafkira kedushin. The kares is only a simen that's an erva which is mafkira kedushin. Zakto b'chana, from this rashi, it's mukhuk that the kares is not a siba, because here there's no kares. In this particular shesach, there's no kares. If he's violent, he's mekai in the mitzvah sibim. There is no kares. And still you see that Rashi says, because of the Issa of Eish HaSach, because of the Erev of Eish HaSach, no Tfisis Kedushin. It's a simen. It's a simen, which Arayis is no Tfisis Kedushin. But it's a shame Erev that makes it Eish Tfisis Kedushin, not the kares. That's what Rabbi Chanan says. Kabanim, here are two mahalchim, why there's no Tfisis Kedushin by Yevama. Why Kesef and Shtar don't two oif a Yibum? That's Xeris HaKasev. Viga Merisba, then Kesef and Shtar Gaimimba. But why there's no Kedushin, you could say that in that Xeris HaKasev licked also Afkar from the Kedushin. The Beis Meir says that according to the Rashba, you have to learn the way. Don't be Mayach which Rashba, but he wants to say that there's a Rashba that would have to learn that the Xeris HaKasev is Mefkia, the Kedushin also from the Yavama. But Rashi in Nafman Beis has a different shot. Rashi in the Beis says, Be'etzim, the Pasuk's not saying there's Afkar from Kedushin. The Pasuk's only saying, why Kesef Ishtar don't do a Yibum. The reason why there's Afkar from Kedushin is because she's an Eish HaSach, and an Eish HaSach there's no Kedushin. Even though this Eish HaSach happens to be Mataris to him, it doesn't matter. It's not Stam a Heter, she's not an Eish HaSach anymore. The Yisayit is, the Torah gave a Heter of Yibum, but for all other Dinim, she's still an Eish HaSach. So that's why Maimah doesn't work in the Raisa, but there are a bunch of Masakin that Maimah should work, and the Gemara in the fifth parak explains why. Now, what's a Pshat and Beis Shammai that holds that Maimah works, and she becomes an Achaisisha because of the Maimer and is part of from Chalitza and Yibum. So there are three Mahalchim in the Rishonim in Beis Shammai. What's the pshat that Maimer works? Rashi, later on Amud Beis, the Be'amaskal Hashta Arusa, Rashi's Mashma, even in Beis Shammai, Maimer works only Midarabana. Yushainim point this out. Yushainim will argue on Rashi, for the most part, and the Rashba says even Rashi doesn't mean it, but the Parshas of Rashi is that even according to Beis Shammai, Maimer only works Midarabana. Fagin Ala Rishainim, if even according to Beis Shammai, Maimer only works Midarabana, so how could Beis Shammai say that when he does Maimer, Halazu Tetsi Mishama Chaisisha, Shishu Mary Lashuk, since all works midrabbanan midraisa, the maimon didn't work. So midraisa, she's not an achesisha. If midraisa, she's not an achesisha. So midraisa, she requires chalitza. How could chachamim the aikidavim and atera allow her to get married l'shuk without chalitza? So Taisa says the teretz for Rashi, she can't get married right away. What it means is she could get married when he's bayil the balas maimer. Then her sister can get married. But till he does the actual yibum, then the sister cannot get married. So what is the Pshat in Beis Shammai? And what is the Machlokes Beis Shammai still lefi this Rashi, lefi the way Taisus understands Rashi, that she becomes an Achesisha only after the Yibum? The Machlokes is in Svar. Maima works midarabana. The Isser of Achay Zekuka is an Isser derabana. But Beis Shammai holds that even though Maima works derabana, and even though the Isser of Achay Zekuka is an Isser derabana, but nevertheless, Bepoel midaraisa, the sister is Zaka, because Midaraisa, she didn't become Pater. So even the Rabbanan rechem with that, and the Rabbanan say that the Baal Asmaima becomes a Chay Zekuka, because the sister is Zaka. And therefore, she's Aser. He's Aser to the Baal Asmaima, he's Aser to his Ishtai, he's Aser to the wife, he has to be Meitzia Begedu Bechalitza. Mashayge Meshameh holds that Enechanami, Midaraisa, nothing happened. But the Issa Chay Zekuka is an Issa the Rabbanan. And in the Derabbanan de Gevelt, Midarabbanan, she is his wife. So Midarabbanan, the sister was not Neifel Yibam. So you can't pater from Chalitza and Yibam, because Midaraisa, there was no Maimah. Midaraisa, Maimah is not Kaina. And Midaraisa, she's Zakuk. But to make that the wife should have an Issa Chay Zekuka, which is the regard to the Issa Derabbanan of a Chay Zekuka, we do consider her his wife. And we say that she's not Zakuk. In the Derabbanan de Gevelt, so to speak, the Maima does work. So, when it, in regard to Dinim Derabbanan, then the Maima works, and she's not considered Zakuk. And Achay Zekuk is Derabbanan. So that's the Machlaikis. Beis Hillel says we don't split it that way. Since Lamaisa, the Maima wasn't successful in taking off the Zika from her sister, the sister remains Zakuk, she remains in Achay Zekuk, and she's Aser. Beis Shammai says no. The reason why the Maima didn't work to take the Zika off the sister is because Midaraisa, she's Zakuk. And Maima doesn't work Midaraisa. But as far as any Issa Derabbana is concerned, the Maima does work, and therefore there were no Issa of Achay Zekuka. That's what would be according to Rashi. Like we said, the Rishayim, all the other Rishayim argue in Rashi and say according to Beis Shammai, Maima works Midaraisa. But the Gemara is Mavur that Maima doesn't work fully according to Beis Shammai, and we'll explain this shortly. We'll go through the Gemara shortly. But just the Akdama to the Gemara, there are two Mahalchim in the Gemara. And the two mahalchim, how Maima works according to Beis Shammai, if it doesn't work fully. Maima doesn't tuay for Yibam. The Gemara is mavur that even after the Maima, you still need chalitza. But, so according to the Taiz Yishanim, Ayiz Beis, Rabbeinu Nisanel, and the Taiz Yishanim, the Maima according to Beis Shammai is bechal not a Yibam. It's not a Yibam altogether. But, like we said, the pasuk of Bia Gemeris Ba V'en Kesev Ishtar Garim Ba, you could understand the pasuk to mean that Bia makes a Yibam and Kesev Ishtar doesn't make a Yibam. So Kesev Ishtar can't be a Yibam. But according to Beis Shammai, even though Kesev Ishtar don't twif the Yibam, she's not Mufka from Kedushin. You can have a Kedushin. You can have a regular Kedushin like a regular Isha. That's how Rabbeinu Nisanel understands Pshat and Beis Shammai. It's not a Yibam whatsoever. It's Bechlal not a Yibam. That's why she needs Chalitza. It still is a Kedushin. She's totally Mekadeshes. Her sister is a regular Achay Sisha. Mela's sister is not Neifel Yibam. It's a Kedushin, not a Yibam. According to Beis Hillel, there's no such thing as Kedushin by Yivama. Yivama only can be kinder with Yibam. Kedushin doesn't work on a Yivama. According to Beis Shammai, Kedushin is Taifis on a Yivama. Kedushin is Taifis. She's Mekadeshes to him. The Xeris Akasav is that it doesn't toif Yibam. It's not a Yibam, but Kedushin is Taifis. Shmuel Mazovsky points out that if you learn that it's the Xeris HaKasav of Bia Gemeris Bav Ein Kesh HaGarim Bav, that's Mafkiya the Kedushin, then it's very easy to learn. Beis Hillel holds Xeris HaKasav is not only Mafkiya that Kesef and Shtar don't do it for Yibam, it's also Mafkiya that there can't be a Tfisis Kedushin on the Yavama. And Beis Hillel and Beis Shammel, that's not the Joshua. The Joshua is just that a Kesef and Shtar can't do it for Yibam, but still, it could do it for Kedushin. There is no meat from Kedushin. Kedushin Kedekaima Kaima. That's a very Geshmak of Pshat. But if you hold like Rashi, that the reason why there's no Kedushin is because she's an Erev of an Eishas Ach, the Chayitz Adech to say that the Machlaikis Besham Yisil is on that Svar Gufa, not Lomdus Gufa, is she an Erev of Eishas Ach or not? It's a Chayitz Adech. It's more Geshmak to learn there been a Sanal holds, like this Rashba that we said, that no one holds that the Eishas Ach is Mafkiya the Kedushin, because the Torah is Mafkiya Eishas Ach Lagabi Yibim totally. But the reason why there's Afkos Kedushin according to Basil is also Xeris Akasav of Biyag Emeris Bav Ein Kesh Shagraimimba. And Beishame says Xeris Akasav is only that it doesn't make a Yivim, but there's no Xeris Akasav that doesn't make a Kedushin. But that means you could say another Pshat. You could say that even Beishame is masking that there's no Kedushin by Yivama Be'etzim because she's an Eshesach. But the reason why he holds that Maimah Tuzef Kedushin is the Ridva brings you Yishalmi that says that Beishame learns out the din maimah from Xeris HaKasav. Snapshot, Beishame holds Kedushin is Typhus in Yavama. Beishame holds as Xeris HaKasav that maimah works. Beishame Zulukacha is telling you maimah. Yoma Yavayalez is Bia, and Ulukacha is maimah. Then you learn out from the Yibma that Bia is Geimer, and maimah is not Geimer. So if he is that, you can learn in the Tais Yishanim that Be'etzim is no regular Kedushin because of Eishasach. There's Xeris HaKasav of Ulukacha telling you Maimer, and Beishameh holds that Xeris HaKasav is just telling you that there's a Kenyan of Maimer, there's a Kedushin of Maimer, but there's no Dinibim of Maimer. As I came learning. But in Taisus, and in the Rajba, and the Ridva, and the Ramban, in Taisus and the Rishonim, them of Vur, they hold that according to Beishameh, Maimer is a Yibum Dika Kenyan. It's a Mixas Yibum, they call it. It's a Mixas Yibum. Beishameh holds Maimah doesn't work at all, and Beishameh holds that Maimah tu's eifah yibum. It doesn't tu's eifah complete yibum, it tu's eifah partial yibum. Because the Xeris HaKasav of Bia Gemeris Bav, and Kesav Ishtar Gaimim Bav, is just that it can't complete the yibum. But it does tu's eifah mixes of the yibum, it does start off the yibum, we're going to explain. But come they say three sheetahs. Rashi holds according to Beishameh, Maimah doesn't work midaraisa altogether, it's all midarabanan. That's the Pasha say, Rashi saying. And the Beinu Nisanel says that according to Beishameh, Maimah is bechal not a yibum, but it's a kedushin. And Taisus holds that Maimah is a mixus yibum. And now let's see the sugya. Sagamara. The Gemara brings the name of Rabbi Lazar. The Gemara says, "Loi tema maima lebeishamai kaina kinyan gomer di boila fuke sagila begita." Don't say according to Beishamai it's kaina kinyan gomer. It's complete. It's already a yibum. And now, if he wants to divorce her, it'll be enough again. Ela maima lebeishamai in a kaina lichais betzara bovad. Maima lebeishamai only works to be daicha betzara. So first, we're going to say the sugya according to Rashi and the Taz Yishanim. That Rashi holds that Tzara in this case means Dafka, the sister. In other words, the one that's a Tzara Bezika. It doesn't mean any of her real Tzaras, any of her co-wives. According to Rashi, it's Garbashit. The Maima doesn't even work Midaraisa. It only works Litchas B'Tzara, like we said, Lagabe the Dinder Abanan, that she doesn't play B'Nachayz the Kuka. According to the Taz Yishanim, it works Midaraisa, but it's not a Yibam B'Chlal, it's just the Kedushin. So it's Deicha B'Tzara, it's Deicha, her sister, because her sister becomes an Achesisha and can't become a Tzara Bezika, can't become Zakuk. But it doesn't do anything else. So the Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Oven, Afanana Mintanina, Beishameh Em Yikaimu, Beishameh says by the case of Arba Achen, the first Mishnah, that Shnaimen Nesuin Shtei Achayis, Humesu Nesuin Esa Achayis, two of them were married to two sisters, and the one who married the sisters died. Beishame says, "B'di'evad yikaimu, yikaimu in lechatchil aloi." V'yisal k'daitach maimu lebeishame kaina kinyan gomer. If maimu would work just like yibum, so there's nothing wrong with doing maimu nachay zekuka. You can't be boil nachay zekuka. You do maimu nachay zekuka, and then memela, once you did the maimu nachay zekuka, so now she's no longer zakuk. Zayas a maimu v'yikne, v'zayas a maimu v'yikne. They both should be able to do maimu and be kinder. Mar says, but Elamai, Deicha Dechiyah Gemurah, what do you gain by saying it's not Kaina Kinyan Gomer, But it's deichet chiyi gemura. It makes it oisach oisach kuka. So again, do it. Zayas mayim v'yich, v'zayas mayim v'yich. Let them both do maimer, and then make the other one an oisach kuka. Make this one oisach oisach kuka, and it would work. Elamayis lach lameima maimer de teira dachi di sura le dachi. Maim only works at the time of the maimer was mutter to do yibum. So then the maimer works, and his kainah is considered the wife, and the other one's not considered zakut. But if at the time he did the maimah, she's already a chayzer kuka, the maimah doesn't work, al-kaponim, they're abonim, it doesn't work, to be daicha the sister. Now it would apply both if the old maimah is daicha d'chiyah gemurah, and who would then if the old maimah is kind of kinyagam, you have no right. That's the first lashon. The first lashon, zikha held it was daicha d'chiyah gemurah al-kaponim, but the Gemara discussed if it's kind of kinyagam, Rabbi Loza says it's not kind of kinyagam, and the Gemara says, lamais is not a raya from the Mishnah, because either way, whatever maimah would do would only be if it's a maimah that he could do a yibum, not a maimah that he can't do a yibum. That's the first lashon. Second lashon, Ravashi Masli Hachi, Amr Ablez Letema Maimah Lebeshame Dachi Dechiyah Gemurah Vetzarasa Chalitza Nami Leibaya. Don't say that maimah according to Beshame is Decha Dechiyah Gemurah, and the Tzara, meaning the sister, doesn't need Chalitza. Ladechu Meshayahu. It's Decha, but it leaves over the Tzara needs Chalitza. This you would have a good raya from the Mishnah, because here you're saying it's not daich at all. She's still a chayzer kuka. So that's why by the arba achen, shtayin and suin shtay achayis, and meisin and suin is achayis, maima wouldn't work. You wouldn't be zayas and maima v'yidcha, because maima is not daicha. But the problem is, so what do you do with our Mishnah? And our Mishnah, the maima does seem to be making the achayis ois achayzer kuka. That's the kasha. V'laktani b'shamer eimim, so Rashi is Gairis Ella, which the Rishonim point out wasn't there before. Ella Yivama the Chazil Kula Chazil Miksasa Yivama the Loi Chazil Kula Loi Chazil Miksasa. Meaning that this lashon is incorrect, and that Mishnah Mavur the Maimer is Daicha the sister Al Kapanim Adchiyah Gemura. So what's the pshat again? Why Maimer doesn't work by the Arba'achin? Can you say Yasa Maimer V'Yilcha Say Yasa Maimer V'Yilcha? Teretz is the same Teretz. A Yavama, which you could be Miyabim, Maimah works. It's Chazul and Miksasa. A Yavama, which you can't be Miyabim, Maimah doesn't work either. That's the Sugya Segemar Lefi Rashi. And Teretz has a few kashas in Rashi, besides that you put in the word Ella, but the second Lashon he says, what's the Havamina? What was the Havamina according to Beis Shammai that Maimah is Deichu Meshayer, Maimah is not Deichet Chi Gemura? We're going on Beis Shammai, who says that the sister is not an achayzer kuka, and we're saying that she does need chalitza. The Mishnah says not that way. To have him in it. And second of all, why did the Gemara change the lashon? Before the Gemara said ma'ima de teiru dachi di sura le dachi, and here the Gemara says that yivama de chazil kula chazil maksasa. Why did we change the lashon for? Isis and the Ramban and the Rajman and the Ritvam, they have a different shot in the Gemara, because they learn again. This is the real machlekes, because they learn Rashi, and also the Teizah Shanim holds that Maima doesn't tuay for Yibam Mechlal. Rashi holds it only works Midarabanan. The Teizah Shanim says it works Midaraisa, but it's not a Yibam Mechlal. But like we said, the Rishanim hold it is a Mixus Yibam. And the Mechlaikis in the Gemara is how vite it is. This is the Sugis of Gemara Lefi Teizah. When Rabbi Loza says that Maima is not kind of a Kinyan Gomer, it's just Deicha Dechia, and it's just Lidcha Ispitzara, but she needs chalitza. Lichas b'tzara means kipshutai. Lichas b'tzara means if there are several tzaras and the yavam did maimer on one of them, all the other tzaras are potter l'shuk without chalitza. But the tzara, the yavama that he did maimer on, that yavama still needs chalitza if he wants to give her a get. So there's a bissel of shvera musik. There's a bissel of shvera musik that in regard to all the tzaras that potter b'li chalitza v'yibam, in regard to her, he still needs chalitza. Some achrayim asked, it says in the Gemara earlier, on Daf Yudam and Beis, Daf Yud Aleph and Aleph, and Yudam and Beis, Yud Aleph and Aleph, that the reason why all the tzaras are potter with one tzaras chalitza is kushlichu sayu ka'avdi. B'emesin, they all need their own chalitza, but one tzara does a shlichus of all the tzaras. So that would be if she becomes potter, so that's a shlichus of all the tzaras. But if she herself is not potter with the maimer, had the maimer worked to potter all the tzaras? Reb Shimon Shkop is mazber, alam d'shi yisayin, that maimer is, the pshat is like this. When there's zika to all the tzaras, Be'etzim, only one of them is supposed to have chalit zim, but we don't know which one. That's why they're all aser. That's why they're all zakuk. Once he did maima, you started the yibum with one, so she's the one. She's the yavama. The rest aren't yavamas anymore. She's the only yavama. That's what it means shlichus ayukavdi. So she herself, you didn't finish the yibum. You didn't finish the yibum. So if you want a pater, you'll still need to get. Chalitza, get wouldn't be enough. You didn't finish the Yibum. As far as all the other tzaras are concerned, once you started the Yibum with one tzara, and it's called a mixes Yibum, because according to Bisham and Xeris, the cause of its mefkia, Kesef and Shtar from Yibum is only, it can't be Geimer the Yibum, but it still starts the Yibum. So once you started the Yibum, that's enough to pater all the tzaras. He's only Yivam now. Well, like the Ritva brings the Yishalmi, that there's a pasuk that's been chadish maimer lefi beis shammai. But either way, maimer is a mixes yibum. It's a mixes yibum. It's enough that you started the yibum, you didn't finish the yibum, so she still needs chalitza, but all the tzaras don't need chalitza. Now the Gemara names on that if the maimer is enough to be daicha all the tzaras, it's also enough to make a real genuine isser achis isha, which path is that achis isha is no longer zakuk. The Gemara is saying that you have the I thought it was a raya from Arba Achen. Because if Maimer is Kaina Kinyan Gomer, why can't you just do Maimer? And that would be Mafgir, the Zika from the sister. The Gemara says, no. Even if it's Deicha, Dechia, Gemara, still it should be Mafgir, the Zika from the sister. For Mai, it only works when there's a Heter of Yibam, then the Maimer works to be Deicha, the Zika, both from all the other Tsaris, and also from her sisters. If there's an Issa Yibam, then the Maimer doesn't work to be Deicha, the Zika, not from the Tzaris and not from the sister. That's the first Lashon of the Gemara. The second Lashon of the Gemara holds that no, the Tzaris do need Chalitza. Maimer doesn't work to take off the Chalitza of the Tzaris. Maimer, when you do Maimer, the Tzaris still need Chalitza. Even though you started the Yibum with this one, but it's only a mixes Yibum, it's Daichu Umeshayir. It's a Yibum, and it's a Deiraisa of Yibum on all the other Tzars. Because Bayesecha Bainav in a Bainish Nebatim, you started the Yibum with this Tzar. But it's not called the finishing of the Yibum, not Legabe her, and not Legabe the Tzaris either. And the Gemara Nemdan, that Hu Adin Vuhu Atam, that's not considered a complete Yibum in regard to being Deicha her sister, and making her sister into an Aches Isha, and taking the Zika off her sister. Gemara asked the Kasha, so what's the Pshat in our Mishnah? If Maima doesn't work to be Deicha the Tzarim, Tzara still needs Chalitza, so how come in our Mishnah, the Maimar works to be Deicha her sister? So near the Gemara says, and you're not Geiris Ella, because we're going with its Tzad, that the Maima is not Deicha the Tzara, but it still works in our Mishnah to be Deicha her sister. And the reason is like this, because Yavama Dechazi Lekula, if the Yavama originally had a Zikas Yibam and Chalitza, the Yavama was fully Zakuk. And then after the Yavama was Zakuk, the Maima came along to be Deicha. Then Chazil Miksasa, the Maima can't be Deicha. So, in the case where there are a lot of Tzaris, they're all Neifel Yibam, and you did Maima on one of them, the Tzaris would still need Chalitza. These Tzaris were Chazil Kula. They were fully Zakuk. And the Maima can't be Matcha, their Zika, it's Deicha Umeshayir. Hu Adin, in the first Mishnah, the Arba Achen, Shnayim, the Suyin Shtei Achayis, Umeisen, the Suyin Shtei Achayis. And you did Maimer on the sisters, Zeyas the Maimer, Vizeyas the Maimer, Vyikna, it won't work. Because since before you did the Maimer, Achayis were fully Zakuk. I mean, their eyes said there's no Israel of Achayis the Kuka, the Achayis were fully Zakuk. So now that you did the Maimer, a Maimer can't make an Isha that's already Zakuk to become Pocket Azika, to become an Achis Isha. It's not the koyach of a maimer to do that. But in our Mishnah, Yavama was loichazi lekula. The Yavama was never zakuk. He did maimer on the sister before the Yavama was nefelis liyibam. So this Yavama wasn't zakuk. There was a maimer before she became zakuk. So she was loichazi lekula. When she was nefelis liyibam, it wasn't the real nefelis liyibam because it became after the maimer. So she never had the din that she could be miyabim her. Because the maimu was deicha the yibum. She became a lechazi lekula. Yavama that never had the zika for yibum and chalitza, there the maimu is bekayach to be mafkir the zika altogether. That's why even though normally beishame holds the maimar can be mafkir the zika, not from the tzar, not from the sister, and some zika will remain, and the tzaris and the sister is still nechalitza. But in the case he did the maima before the sister is nechalibim, so then it's yivama deloy chazi lekula, then the maima could be deicha the zika, and a kapata mikel v'kel. That's the Taisis pshat in the sugya. The Ramban, the Rashi, the Dvar, they all go with that pshat. Like we explained, they're all going l'shitasam, that according to Beis Shammai, the maimer is a mixus yibum, not like the Taisis shanim, that was even according to Beis Shammai, maimer is just a kedushin and not a yibum b'chol.
You have been listening to the shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a daf or masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.